Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Bernstein and McKnight. Middays, 9 a.m. to 1.
Former Bear Corey Wooten. The fight was really kind of silly. And I know there's an emotional reaction. Oh, a late hit on the quarterback. But okay, so they call the penalty. There's nothing you can do in that instance to change the fact that there was a late and dangerous hit on your quarterback. I hope that the Bears understand after the fact that getting kicked out of a game is going to make you less likely to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, you can't do that. And you look at when scuffles happen like that, they usually don't have a problem with people pushing each other. But the minute you throw a punch, an open hand, slap, something of that nature, that's when you get the penalty, you know. So they don't have a problem, you know, saw Kyle Long and some of the other players on both sides pushing each other. That's not an issue.
Bernstein and McKnight, middays, 9 a.m. to 1.
Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
One of Chicago's most legendary teams partners with 670 The Score. Official play-by-play home for Bulls basketball on the radio.
Levine, baseline. Well, right-handed, powered up. Oh, my goodness.
Rainbow three, goal. Oh.
What a shot.
Zitzer's going to attempt the left side three.
Yes.
The kick out, Portis, three ball for the tie.
Yes.
Bobby Portis has tied the ball game with a triple.
Listen to every game here on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Your new radio home for the Bulls.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
It doesn't get any better than that. And I'll tell you, you know, I've followed in Doug's footsteps going the whole way back to Philadelphia. And I know Doug really well. He knows me really well. There's other coaches on their staff that I know well. We have players that know other players and so forth. So there's a mutual respect there. But that's the fun part. That's why we do what we do. And when you know that, you have that, we're going to go out there whenever the day is that we play, Saturday or Sunday, and we're both going to compete our tails off. And in the end, we'll always respect each other, but we're going to give it everything we got.
Chicago Sports Radio 670 of The Score, and the voice you heard there was Matt Nagy. He is the Bears head coach and a former colleague of Doug Peterson. And there was a report last week that Doug Peterson called Matt Nagy and asked him for help in getting to the playoffs, asked him to make sure they beat the Vikings, maybe asked him to play his players. Does that come into the equation?
I'll do this for you, Doug, if you can injure your quarterback's ribs.
Mike Zimmer was asked about that, and Mike Zimmer was grumpy about it, wasn't too pleased. He said that he didn't care who called who. He didn't care who anybody spoke to or who was on the phone with anyone. He just sort of, he didn't decline to answer. He just answered it with a who cares.
Did you watch yesterday? Did you see the sidelines? What's going on the Vikings sidelines? You'd be grumpy too. That stuff's been going on all year.
Yes.
When you start ranking most disappointing teams in the NFL in 2018,
there. Yes,
they're the in the
Steelers
top two.
Are there. Yeah.
Vikings maybe more so.
I think the Vikings are number one
because
they didn't win the division they were supposed to win,
and they went out and they made the big move. They got the quarterback.
Yeah.
They guaranteed him.
Yes.
All of that money.
Oh yeah. He's not going anywhere. And I don't know. I don't know how you handle that now. I don't know what you do moving forward. I don't know how. I mean, there's an off chance that Mike Zimmer could be a guy that's out of a job. We have this is, of course, Black Monday, and we have two new names to add to the list. We mentioned to you that in addition to the Cleveland job opening and the Green Bay job opening, Dirk Cutter was fired yesterday, and Todd Bowles was fired yesterday, and David, as expected, two more names joined that list this morning.
Yeah, Vance Joseph from the Broncos is reportedly out,
and Steve Wilks
from the Arizona Cardinals out after 1 year.
Not unusual. And I mean, Arizona.
If you're firing somebody after 1 year,
yes,
I understand if you made the wrong guy, you hired the wrong guy and you come to that realization. But shouldn't the guy who hired the guy who didn't work out after 1 year also have to pay some sort of price?
Yeah, I have no problem with that.
I mean, really.
Fire everyone.
If it was a bad decision now, it was a bad decision then. And
yes.
It was a guy in charge you can't trust.
I would say this, though. I would say that Ron Wolf once fired Ray Rhodes after 1 year because he wasn't what he expected. He didn't get what he thought he would get out of him. And I would not fire Ron Wolf under any circumstances. He's one of the great talent evaluators in the NFL over many years.
No, and, not that
and, wrong Wolf. And yet he made an error, and he said it. He said that, you know, he saw the lack of discipline in the locker room. He saw a guy that was coming in and, you know, more of a player's coach than he expected. I think, you know, I know it's easy to say that, David. I know it's easy to do that, but I'm saying that some of the best guys out there have made errors in hiring coaches and not gotten what they thought. Maybe, you know, you're around a guy and you think he's going to be a certain way, and then he steps into the big chair and he's not. So I can't agree with you on that one. I think it's a bad hire. Steve Wilkes was a bad look.
But it's a bad look when you fire a guy after 1 year. And Tom Pelissero from NFL Network's reporting that Mike Zimmer actually texted him this morning and said, "I'm not retiring or resigning, period." Team sources tell Pelissero that they'd be shocked if Zimmer is out. He's under contract for 2019. That said, we have seen this is the day where you see surprises, and there's always one guy you didn't expect to go that goes, right?
Well, sometimes it's a surprise retirement. Mark Richt. I mean, sometimes
that was a shocker.
You have a guy that steps down that you don't see coming. Well, it was a shocker for Temple, right?
Temple loses two coaches.
Yeah.
You know, and they thought that Manny Diaz becomes the head coach at Miami, goes back to the place that he left just about a month ago. And I think you understand that a little bit better.
Yeah.
It's a very difficult, unexpected situation for Miami. They did what they felt like was right, and he's following his heart back to, you know, Florida. And I don't know enough about that situation to know whether or not, you know, did he betray? Did he mislead Temple?
Well, obviously he took a job that you know. I mean,
the circumstances changed.
I know, but
in Miami.
But I mean,
they went back there.
That's kind of a drag to be.
It is a drag.
To hire a guy and you're like, oh, thank God, you know, we lost our guy.
Oh,
we
it's
got
terrible.
This guy.
It's terrible.
Oh, we lost a guy too. And then you think like, well, at least we got ahead of it. Oh no, wait a minute.
But
now the good news is they make money on the whole thing.
Maybe
right?
He felt like he made a bad decision. So he's correcting that bad decision.
Temple gets $5 million.
Yeah.
Is that what the number was for the two coaches?
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty good.
So
if you're the AD, you just tell the new coach, hey, listen, I'll give you one, I'll pocket two, and we'll have the school take a couple.
How about that? There's a recruiting slush fund for you.
Maybe my mind's working the wrong way. But you got to feel really good about the Bears. You got to feel really good about this season, about the way they closed it out, about the fact that they're hosting a playoff game, about the idea that they're a very difficult team to beat. You know, it's not that long ago that we were talking about this idea that the Bears hadn't beaten teams that had winning records. And I think that went to bed when they handled Minnesota. And then obviously you took care of the Rams. That was a huge one in terms of how good the Bears are. And taking care of this team again, you feel good about it. And you feel good about Mitch's performance coming off a game in San Francisco where it wasn't, you know, things weren't as good and as happy as you wanted them to be.
And yet the numbers were better.
The numbers were better.
And I think that what that shows you that sometimes liars or figures lie and liars figure, because you look at what he did against the 49ers and you thought, okay, statistically, you can live with that. Then you look against the Vikings and the numbers weren't as good and you felt better about his performance.
His performance was significantly better because
he's
in
command.
Well, he was also, he was progressing through some reads. You know, he actually wasn't just kind of, he didn't feel like he was one and done with his ability to read the field. Now, he's a better player at home too, David. He's a 30-point better quarterback or whatever it is, 10 points better. But his passer rating improves at home as most quarterbacks do other than, the Chiefs quarterback.
Mitch looked a little better yesterday because his counterpart on the other side laid such a massive egg. It made Mitch look a little
bit
better.
No, I don't think it had anything to do with it. I think that Kirk Cousins could have thrown for 300 yards and you still would have felt good about the progress that Mitch made against that defense. Because look, you talk about, we were asking questions about the Bears all season. When are they going to beat a good team? And all these sort of boxes that they had to check. One of them was winning on the road in a hostile environment against a good team.
Yes.
That was a really good defense in a really hostile environment, and Mitch Trubisky did what he needed to do to win that game.
The significance of that is that that team needed the game. That was, you know, Minnesota knew their situation and had to win, and you beat them anyway. That's a real good sign.
Yeah, and I think that's that created the atmosphere that, you know, was at the beginning of the game electric. At the end of the game, people were leaving, and it was empty, and you saw that. And it was, you know, that's what happens when you have a team that's underachieving in the Vikings, and when you have a defense that takes the will, just they demoralized the Vikings. They couldn't get anything done. Kirk Cousins, they're fighting with receivers. That was a bad look for them. And great momentum for the Bears taking into this week.
I felt the Bears won on both. They won the line of scrimmage in that game. They won on both lines, and that breaks the team when you do that to them.
It does.
It really is something that is the mano a mano of football. If you can win on both sides of the line, and it's not easy to do. The NFL is, and that's a pretty good defensive line. I think that Kyle Long coming back really was a lift for that offensive line, and obviously a guy that's been to some Pro Bowls, regardless of how injured he is and how banged up he is at this point in his career, a guy that has had that kind of success and been that dominant a player is a hell of a lot better than an undrafted free agent that just signed off the street.
Challenge is greater this week because, as Olin pointed out, the Eagles' offensive line, more experienced, more proven.
But not good this year. They haven't played well this year. They have a very celebrated offensive line, but it's not one that has played particularly well this season, right?
It hasn't, but at the same time, the last couple of weeks they are playing, they're capable of playing better.
Yeah,
and that's the one thing that does maybe concern you. Of the two lines, you would obviously rather face the Vikings next week than the Eagles, but there is value in eliminating a team that knows you as well as the Vikings knew the Bears.
I
just don't think it's going to matter.
One of the problems the Eagles had this year was they had a lot of injuries at the running back position. And as a result, they didn't have a lot of speed at the running back position. And as a result, their play action didn't work as well because the threat of the run wasn't there from the running back position. So when they have brought in Foles now, and it's interesting, I think they do play better with him, and I think they play better with him because it's almost like everybody's relying on Carson Wentz to be this MVP candidate, and when he can't do that, that lets them down. With Foles, he's not an MVP candidate, so everyone has to lift up their game and play a little bit better. It'll be very interesting to see how they play against the Bears. If you get a sense that it's all hands on deck, and listen, if they're starting, if it's a young player's first NFL start. And he's not that young, but that's a great thing for the Bears if Foles can't go. Again, Carson Wentz is supposed to get scan on his back. They claim it's just a bruised rib. I don't know if you've ever bruised your ribs. There's nothing you can do about that. I've unfortunately had my ribs bruised.
Dustin and I are your ribs, actually.
From getting kicked repeatedly in my side at one point in my life. And let me tell you something. That's a hard thing to come back from. That's an injury that will waylay you for a while. It's really not easy. And even with a flak jacket on and all that, and that guy doesn't run anyway. It's not like he scares you with that. But you'd be reluctant to take a hit, and you're playing against a real good defensive line.
Well, that's the thing. When you're dropping back to pass and your ribs are sore and you're conscious of that and you're wearing all the extra protection and you've got Khalil Mack on one side and Akeem Hicks on the other and they're bearing down on you. Yeah, you're going to think about pulling the ball back a little bit quicker.
Did Leonard Floyd get hurt in that game? He left at one point. He came back in.
I think he came back. Yeah.
But where's
he? He was pretty active.
He was active.
Yeah, he was
early
pretty active
in the game. But then,
the remarkable thing about the Bears defensive performance yesterday was as dominant as it was. You look at the statistical sheet post game, and you won't find Khalil Mack's name on it. There was not a tackle. There was not a sack. There was not a tackle for loss. There was not a forced fumble. There weren't all the things that he typically provides. And yet, you watched the game, and you noticed him. You noticed him, and I think that you noticed him in ways that maybe aren't as obvious, but you noticed him in the way that he commanded attention and maybe made other people around him better. But when the Bears defense can play that well and not have him, produced to the level you're used to seeing from him, that's a deep, dangerous, dominant defense.
You have to game plan for Khalil Mack. So I'll be very curious to see how that was done when I go back and watch the game and study exactly what the game plan was, because I would imagine that there'll be some a common thread from what we've seen teams try to do against him to what the Philadelphia Eagles will do. And I hope that Matt Nagy doesn't take any phone calls from Doug Peterson.
I don't think this week. You heard him say he's got all those texts on his phone and he's not returning any of them. So this is the week that if you're from Pennsylvania, if you grew up around Mannheim High School, this is not the week to contact your buddy because he's not taking any phone calls.
Matt, we're coming up. Can we get two? That's why he shouldn't take any phone calls. There'll be a lot of people looking for
don't distract them
for something there. All right, we're going to bring in is Dan and Connor here? Is that who's working today? I don't have anything in front of me, but I'm assuming that we will talk to Dan Bernstein and Connor McKnight next. A little bit of transition for you here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Thanks for keeping us the number one sports station in Chicago. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, it's Dustin Rhodes here. This new year, get ready for a life full of happiness with a career you're passionate about. Call now and start training for a new career in media. How? Very easy. Illinois Media School Lombard helps you do it in just 8 months. Call 630-916-1700 and schedule an appointment today to become a radio DJ, a board operator, start your own social media, be an influencer on social media, anything you want to be. Create your own content for television, YouTube, operate the control rooms, and much, much more. And the best thing is, at the Illinois Media School Lombard, you learn from real professionals in the industry. Registration for January is open. Become what you have dreamed of being with just one phone call to the Illinois Media School in Lombard, 630-916-1700. Again, 630-916-1700, 630-916-1700. 70.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. The McNeil and Parkin Show. Afternoons 1 to 6.
I just kind of want to celebrate the Bears being fun. They are fun.
Yeah.
They are. They are an exciting watch.
Going into the weekend. We felt it all last week.
But it's not just because they're good. You know, like there's a team that's good and competitive, and I know you love defense, but like if you play 9-6 football and you punt 12 times because it's about field position and your offense can't do anything, okay, like you could be good and defensive oriented, but boring.
Right.
This team is good, defensive oriented, and wildly entertaining.
Yes, they are. They've got a few personalities too. Tariq Cohen is among them, and Anthony Miller is among them also.
The McNeil and Parkin Show, afternoons 1 to 6, only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. The McNeil and Parkin Show. Afternoons 1 to 6.
They've got a few personalities, too. Tariq Cohen is among them. And Anthony Miller is among them also.
And Akeem Hicks is fun.
Fun when he's destroying people.
And Khalil Mack is dominant. And Eddie Jackson. I want to get Eddie Jackson on the show. It's Ed Reed.
Let's talk to him.
Yeah, I want to get him on the show.
Jeff, get Eddie Jackson on the blower, will you?
He just seems like wise beyond his years. The guys gravitate towards him.
Oh, the Kool-Aid is flowing today.
He's conducting that song.
Just let it wash all over you, Danny.
Like, I can't decide which like unheralded non-first round young player I'm going to like more, Anthony Miller or Eddie Jackson.
The McNeil and Parkin Show. Afternoons 1 to 6. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
You think of the Home Depot for bedroom or bathroom updates, but bed linens or bath towels? Now you can find premium names like Laura Ashley, Eddie Bauer, and The Company Store at homedepot.com. It's a new year. Start with fresh new towels and bed linens from homedepot.com. Right now, up to 40% off with any order over $45 delivered free. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. U.S. only, valid through February 3rd. Enter promo code BEDBATH15 at purchase for an extra 15% off. Imagine your dream carpet installed for free. The Home Depot offers all-inclusive installation on minimum purchases of $699. That's removal of your old carpet, basic furniture moving, and stairs, so the dream carpet you want comes at the price you were expecting. Free carpet installation that's actually free.